The regulation is aimed at complying with a federal court order. It says those suspended Kansas voters can cast a ballot, but only their votes in federal races will be counted. Attorney Mark Johnson has been working on the ACLU lawsuit trying to block the rule.
They're seeking a decision by the judge as quickly as possible as to whether this rule is going to stay in place. I think it's quite likely that there will be a decision before the primary election on August the 2nd.
Johnson is urging any affected Kansans to vote in all races on the ballot in case the rule is put on hold. The ACLU argues it's a violation of law for Kobach to create this two-tiered voting system. Kobach's office has argued that the rule complies with a federal court order while still enforcing state voting laws. I'm Stephen Caranda at the Kansas State House.